Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's surprising because, I mean, you can't expect a janitor to be into his work, you know, but they accept it and they do their job. And I've always thought of journalists as people who had to have had a passion about what they're writing about in the first place before they became journalists, you know. You know, I almost feel like people don't believe me, like I'm a pathological liar at times, you know, because I'm constantly defending myself, you know. I mean, people still haven't evolved enough to question anything that's printed, you know. Even I'm, you know, I'm really bad at that too. I believe a lot of things that I read. I've never really known my ancestry. I didn't even know until this year that the name Cobain was Irish.
Huh?
I found out through looking through the phone books, through different phone books throughout America. I found this one lady in San Francisco, and she had been researching our family history. And it came from County Cork, which is really a weird coincidence, because when we toured Ireland, we played in Cork, and the entire day I walked around in a daze. I never felt more spiritual in my life. It was the weirdest feeling, and I was almost in tears the whole day. It was the weirdest thing. Since that tour, which was about 2 years ago, I kind of sensed that I was from Ireland.
Did you have problems in high school? Were people unpleasant to you?
I was a scapegoat, but not how a person would be picked on all the time.
Yeah.
People didn't really pick on me and beat me up because I was so withdrawn by that time, and I was so antisocial that I was almost insane. You know, I felt so different and so crazy that people just left me alone. Because I couldn't find any friends, male friends,
yeah,
that I felt compatible,
yeah,
with, I ended up hanging out with girls a lot.
Yeah.
And I just always felt that they weren't treated equally, and,
yeah,
and they weren't treated with respect, especially because of, you know, the way that Aberdeen treated women. I mean, just in general, you know, women are totally oppressed in,
yeah,
small towns like that and all over,
yeah,
America. You know, it took me many years after the fact of realizing that those were the things that were bothering me. And I was just starting to understand what really was pissing me off so much. Although I listened to Aerosmith,
yeah,
and Led Zeppelin, and I really did enjoy, and I still do enjoy,
yeah,
some of the melodies that they've written,
yeah,
and some of the songs, but they're definitely lacking something. And it took me so many years to realize that it was just, you know, a lot of it had to do with sexism, and that stuff bored me. It gives me a small thrill to know that I've helped in a small way to get rid of those people, or to at least maybe make them think about what they've done for the last 10 years.
Did you have problems with people thinking that you were gay?
Yeah. Yeah, I even thought that I was gay. I thought that might be the solution to my problem at one time during high school years. although I never experimented with it, I had a gay friend. And actually, that was the only time that I ever experienced real confrontation from people. Because for so many years, you know, like I said, they were afraid of me, basically. And when I started hanging out with this person who was known to be gay, I started getting a lot of shit and people threatening to beat me up and stuff. And then my mother wouldn't allow me to be friends with him anymore. And it was real devastating because finally I found a male friend who I actually hugged and was affectionate to. And we talked about a lot of things. And I was just starting to, you know, at that time, you know, I was putting all the pieces of the puzzle together. And he played a big role in that.
It seems to me that going back to the thing about gay politics, it is one of the things that makes you very different to a lot of other groups, because you still don't get many groups in the mainstream talking about that stuff or admitting it.
Seems to be getting better, though. Now that alternative music is finally being accepted, although it's in a pretty sad form, as far as I'm concerned, but at least the consciousness is there. And that's really healthy for the younger generation.
What broke first was Nevermind or Teen Spirit? When it started to break, whatever broke first?
I don't know, because we were on tour in Europe, and it didn't affect me until, you know, probably 3 months after we'd already been famous in America.
Was there one moment when you suddenly walked into it or suddenly realized?
Yeah, when I got home, a friend of mine made a compilation of all the news stories about our band that was played on MTV and on the local news programs and stuff. It was frightening. It just scared me.
Well, and what about the media? Did you find it incredibly disheartening that you've started this group and you're playing these songs, good songs, you've become incredibly successful, and suddenly all this weird stuff started?
Oh yeah, it affected me to the point of wanting to break up the band all the time. I've never paid attention to mainstream press and media before, so I've never been aware of people being attacked, you know, and crucified on that level. And I can't help but feel that we've been scapegoated in a way, you know? I feel I have a lot of animosity towards journalists and press in general, you know? But because it's happening to me, of course, I'm probably exaggerating it, but I still can't see, I can't think of another example of any current band that has had more negative articles written about them. A lot of it's just simple sexism.
Yeah.
Courtney is my wife, and people could not accept the fact that I'm in love, you know, and that I could be happy. And because she's such a powerful person and such a threatening person, that every sexist within the industry just joined forces and decided to string us up. I'm not going to let a rock band or a handful of evil journalists to, you know, dictate my fucking life.
What advice would you give to someone who's just starting out or wants to have a musical career?
Just keep practicing and don't give up. Just never give up. Play as often as you can and be really dedicated and try to write good music and don't worry about the material ethics that go with music. It doesn't matter what you look like or anything. It doesn't matter what your product looks like. It's what it sounds like.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.